I'm Tim Brook, and this is WBAA's Community Voices Project. I didn't realize how lucky I was at the time. As a lad growing up in St. Louis, I would pore over the concert listings in the local Art Weekly newspaper. I was a music fiend, and I wanted to be around live music at all times. Several clubs would display their show calendars. It was like a beautiful buffet of sonic delights spread out before me. My mind would spin trying to decide on what shows to hit, or at least try to attend. Since I was a teenager, money was tight and transportation never a sure thing. Flash forward to last month, a social media post by indie rock legends Pavement displayed a scan from the calendar of the historic Philadelphia venue Trocadero. All in the same month, acts like Beck, Rancid, The Offspring, Dead Milkmen, L7, The Jesus and Mary Chain, Guided by Voices, and even D-Light were slated to perform. This was from 20 years ago at least. It brought me back to my youth in the 90s. In Lafayette, West Lafayette, 2016, we're not there quite yet. Greater Lafayette and Philadelphia are two different markets, and we will never attract the same volume of great, amazing shows, but local music fans' prayers were answered last year when multiple Lafayette venues upped their games. Improvements were made, and daring shows featuring national talent were booked. This positive trend continues in 2016. The 1-2 punch of Lafayette Theater and Carnahan Hall have made things this year very exciting. Nationally touring acts from almost every genre have made a pit stop on Main Street in the past year, usually to enthusiastic crowds. Longtime promoters like the Friends of Bob Live Music Co-op and others now have more and better options to work with. Smaller venues like the Spot Tavern and the Knickerbocker Saloon improved their sound systems and showed better dedication to shows. The variety of shows booked has been appreciated. On April 8th, I had the pleasure of attending a Friends of Bob presentation of the Bottle Rockets and Marshall Crenshaw, two national acts of the roots rock alt-country styles. This same bill came through the Lafayette Brewing Company about 5 years ago. Both were great performances, but at the Lafayette Theater, the show seemed larger, a much bigger deal. The sound and sight lines were incredible. The crowd was healthy and enthusiastic. Looking around at posters for upcoming shows at the theater, I realized that we are currently experiencing an unprecedented era of national acts, or at least the potential of quality national acts, coming to Lafayette. Can there be improvements? Of course. Is there room for growth? Definitely. Led by these downtown Lafayette venues, never has there been more out-of-town talent coming to the 47901. Unfortunately, local bands aren't as plentiful as they once were. The peak of local talent came in the late zeros, but there are certainly amazing Lafayette acts like Fergus Daly Band, Lucifist, and various bands with a member of the Miller Clan in it that are benefiting from this venue renaissance as well. I've been an avid supporter of Lafayette live music since the second day I lived here 16 years ago, but I've never been more proud to watch the activity of the aforementioned venues. If you were here in the abysmal scenes of 2000-2001, way back then, you would relish and be amazed at the state of the live music scene today. Daring young entrepreneurs like Dusty Schreiber and Jeff Hammond at the Knickerbocker, Paul Baldwin and Zach Baumhover at The Spot, Seema and John Warner at Carnahan Hall, and Nate Pintock and Jordan Scott at Lafayette Theater should and must be commended. There are many others who must be thanked, including the thousands who go to shows every week. While we're not quite there yet, someday soon, a teenage music nut will find the show listings of these aforementioned venues and will be in awe of all the amazing shows happening in his or her backyard. I bet that time will come sooner than later.